This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tonight or tomorrow, there could be a vote on the multi-trillion dollar budget measure in the House. After meeting with his most conservative fellow Republicans about it, who want more Medicaid and other cuts, Speaker Mike Johnson.
And we had a good discussion. I think we're in a very good place. I think that all of our colleagues here will really like this final product, and I think we're going to move forward.
Some Democratic congressmen calling the bill a big tax scam. President Trump at the White House with the South African president showed a video and media clippings alleging genocide of white farmers in that country. President Cyril Ramaphosa pointing out there's no proof and denying it, then alluding to the gift by Qatar of a jumbo jet to Mr. Trump.
I'm sorry I don't have a plane to give you.
I wish you did. I would take it.
The Pentagon confirms that Elon Musk was at the Pentagon today and met with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to discuss artificial intelligence. A down day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A manure spill in Monroe County has resulted in fish kills in two creeks. The Wisconsin DNR said that the spill near Norwalk is affecting water quality in the Spring Valley and Moore Creeks, as well as the Kickapoo River. The DNR said that fish kills were reported in the two creeks after a spill on Saturday. There's no estimate on how much manure was spilled into the waterways. DNR officials believe the spill was caused by excessive rainfall washing the manure into the river. More information about spill cleanup is on the DNR's website. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections. Wisconsin's public funding for its university system is one of the lowest in the nation. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion last week. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities.
Governor Evers is proposing over $850 million in additional funding for UW, but Republicans who control the budget creation do not support the idea. A new business is coming to the Cooley region. Crumble Cookies is planning to open next month in Onalaska. Crumble's third Western Wisconsin location, along with Eau Claire and Hudson, will be one of the first nationally to feature updated branding and designs for the company. The company is known for its rotating lineup of cookies, as well as an in-store design that allows customers to see cookies being made. Crumble La Crosse is hiring dozens of employees. Anyone interested in working at Crumble can apply on the company's website. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers surrender to the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Milwaukee's Caleb Durbin tied it up in the ninth, but top of the 11th, the Orioles' Adley Rutschman drove the ball deep into left field on the Orioles TV network.
He didn't get a great jump off of first base. Get up, ball.
Deep to left. Adley Rutschman toward the wall.
Yeah. It's gone! An ice-breaking three-run shot. Adley Rutschman goes right on left, goes out to left.
The Brewers running out of arms at the end of the game. Trevor Megill, Tyler Alexander ended up losing 8-4 today at AmFam Field. The crew missing out on the sweep, but winning the series 2-1. The Orioles snapping an 8-game losing streak. Up next, the crew heads to Pittsburgh for a 4-game weekend series against the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering shower to tonight, cloudy sky and a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday, highs of 60 to 65. And we'll stay in the 60s through the weekend and into Memorial Day, a slight chance of rain each day. Currently 49 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Well, welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to start Act 2. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday, which really feels like a Thursday. As we get closer to the long weekend, we will not be here Friday night, but we do have an original show. It is still a bar band Friday night. And if you want to respond to tonight's question, who is your favorite movie or TV badass, let me know soon, please, because we have pre-recorded content that we'll play after the news at 7:35 with our pal Logan Rogie from Travel Wisconsin. So if you missed the first hour, we talked to Shane McAdams about the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, which is June 5th through the 8th. We had some fun talks about badasses, a little bit of George Wendt talk. We talked about the Tush Push, all kinds of stuff. You can find it all on the app at civicmedia.us. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome a good friend of mine to the show. He was sort of a guy I really looked up to because I knew I wanted to go into show business, and Bruce is a little bit older than me, and he was already there, and he's a very good friend, and he joins us now on the stream. Bruce, how are you?
Hello, Pete. How are you?
Great to hear your voice, buddy. I'm doing well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
First, let me say, I'm very sorry for your loss. I knew you were friends with George Wendt, but I had no idea how close you guys were until I saw all your social media posts with just such great memories.
We formed a brotherhood, sisterhood kind of deal with that original company and the number of people that we worked with when we first got on the main stage at Second City, and even before that during workshops and touring companies and stuff. And it's still a close-knit group even to this day with, you know, Tim and George and I, and Danny Breen, the late Danny Breen. Noni Newton is also in there, Audrey Neenan, a bunch of people that Tim Kazurinsky, of course, and Mary Gross. We're all you know, in a state of shock, really, because it is like a brother passing.
Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry for your loss, Bruce, and I appreciate you taking out some time tonight. I mostly know George Wendt from Cheers, and he was so great. And I was reading a story about before you came on, before the show tonight, about how they found him, and he was on another show, and he auditioned, and they said, we like this guy so much, we're going to let him be on both shows, and the other one ended up getting canceled. But can you talk a little bit about, like, it must be so great to see, when you come up with a group like that, and you develop this bond, what's it like when one of you has, like, success like that?
Well, it's first of all, we root for everybody. Yeah. There's no real envy or anything going on. I think most of us took it as an opportunity to sponge off George. Now they were going to be successful. In terms of, Nancy reminded me of, you can kind of follow George through his dedication to the barbecue. And we all knew that with the series regular on a primetime show, that the barbecue would be something rather special. And I even had the opportunity. He took me out barbecue shopping right after he got Cheers. And I went, really? I mean, you know, I can just buy a Weber or something. Oh, no, he's after the top of the line, you know, the Cadillac of barbecues. And we went around to all of these hardware stores in the valley out in California. And he couldn't make up his mind. And eventually he got, I think he put it together himself. He got a bunch of modules that had like spigots for beer. He had a smoker. He had the greatest barbecue setup I've ever seen. And this comes from a guy who, when we first started out, and he had a lousy little apartment on Armitage Avenue in Chicago, and he invited Nancy and I over one February evening after a pretty late night. He says, come on over, Bernadette and I are going to fire up the barbecue. And I'm going, well, Jesus, George, there's like 3 feet of snow out there. And what he'd done was he had shoveled the snow. He'd shoveled a patch in his backyard and literally barbecued ribs at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And this was such a common occurrence for him. I think his neighbors thought that there was some sort of cult going on in his apartment. But, you know, he just kept buying better and better barbecues the more successful he got. And that's what we are all looking forward to, because he used to host a lot of parties.
It's those stories that I've seen on social media, and I had no idea how many friends of mine were friends of his, and just that down-to-earth, very humble guy. He, in an article I read yesterday, Bruce, George Wendt was quoted as again, being very humble and saying he was, I don't know if he was referring to the main stage at Second City or not, but he was there for 6 years, and he says he called himself the worst improver ever. Is that possible?
Well, I'm sure George is a lot better than the worst ever, but he did really enjoy those scenes where he didn't have too much dialogue, because he could steal a scene just by mugging. He was his improvisation skills were his mugging, his little spit takes, his side takes, his, you know, his reaction shots. He was a master at that. While he didn't, you know, Tim Kazurinsky was a master of the jumpy one-liners that had save a scene, and George was the character who stole every scene just by looking at the audience funny, breaking the fourth wall, etc.
For those of you listening who don't know who Tim Kazurinsky is, I think Tim wrote about Last Night, but he was also in it, and he was very funny as John Belushi's friend with the British accent. And it's just such a brilliant comedian, and you guys all are great. I was talking about your role earlier, Bruce, when you were on Seinfeld, and the doctor who diagnosed George's lip still cracks me up. Just a talented bunch of people, but George Wendt also, I thought this was great. He's again, just showing what a humble Midwestern guy he is. He goes, anybody could have played Norm. Not true, obviously, but he said it was the writing on that show. They served up gems and they made everything easy. Like, that's just another testament to what a good dude he seems like he was.
Right. And also a testament to the show too, because they saw in George someone that they could write for. And it's really every actor's dream is to get on a show where the writers and the producers all understand your person, the type of work that comes so easily to you, and they write for that. And they did that on Cheers for George. It was a pleasure to watch him there. I mean, he was in his element. Jesus, he walks in the door, he says the funniest line in the show, sits down and pretends to drink a beer all day.
That's so great. My guest is actor, writer, Bruce Jarko. He is joining us for a few minutes tonight to talk about his good friend, George Wendt, who just passed away a couple of days ago. I'm sure it doesn't even seem real still, Bruce, but this is so great that you guys, I didn't know this. I knew you were in My Bodyguard because when I was a kid and I saw this guy I had played wiffle ball or softball with in Three Lakes, Wisconsin in a movie, I was like, get out of here. How did that happen? It was magical. And I was reading yesterday, George Wendt is in that movie too. Did you guys have scenes together or were you there on the same
days? No, we didn't. Actually, Hollywood found Second City. This is shortly after Jane Byrne became the mayor and opened up Chicago to Hollywood productions. Mayor Daley and even Bolandic after him did not want any or much production. They made it very difficult for Hollywood to come to Chicago and start shooting movies. Jane Byrne said, fine, let's go. And, you know, the Blues Brothers came and a bunch of other movies, but they started trying to find local talent in Chicago. And they knew it was here because we have a great number of actors in the, you know, just the local theaters are just, you know, boiling over with talent.
Right.
And they came to the Second City and they got me, they got Audrey, and they got George, and they got Tim, all for this movie called Somewhere in Time. And then there was my bodyguard came around. That Somewhere in Time is with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour.
Yeah, Mackinac Island.
Then my bodyguard came around with me and George and Tim. And there might have probably someone else from our company got in there too. But we were just like, we were being discovered, you know?
Wow, that's fantastic.
And we happened to be on the main stage at the time.
Bruce, I still remember one of your lines in that movie when Chris Makepeace gets out of the limo and runs away and you said, the cops don't even come to this neighborhood at night.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
It was a great experience. I remember asking somebody who was in the business. I said, "Now, if you have one hint, one hint for being an actor on the set?" And the guy goes, "Make friends with the sound guy." And I went, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, you know, most actors are either too loud or too soft or something like that. You want to make sure that you're heard, but you're not like blowing everybody off the set. So make friends with the sound guy." Was my first bit of advice.
Well, it obviously paid off. Well done. Just as a personal thing, Bruce, when I lived in L.A. and we would and it was always fun. I would see you and Nancy at Gelson's. And I just love that, seeing a little bit of a home out in L.A. But we would trick or treat. Good friends of ours lived in Studio City just down the street from, I believe, George Wendt lived there, because he would open the door sometimes and hand out candy. This is Norm from Cheers. And, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's crew is walking through the neighborhood. It was just a festive atmosphere. And George Wendt's kids were opening in. They were messing with the kids and having fun. It just seemed it was such a great vibe from the whole family.
Yeah, he made sure that he was surrounded by fun. He put in he put in a basketball court at one point, and you know, poor guy, he put in a basketball court shortly before his knees started to give out. So he couldn't shoot around, but everybody else came over and either swam in his pool or shot baskets in his backyard. Or then he was mostly by the barbecue. What am I talking about? So
yeah, right. We've got about a minute left. Bruce, again, really appreciate your time. I know you're going through kind of a difficult time right now, you and Nancy.
It is hard, but you know what, Pete, whenever we get together and we talk about George, we're all like sad and, you know, heavy hearted and everything, but immediately a funny story will pop in and everybody will be laughing within 15 seconds of getting together. There'll be something about what George did. We were there when George did this and, you know, George had a way of this and that, and it would just crack us all up. And so we'd be laughing by the end. We're supposed to be sitting there crying, but we end up laughing.
That's so great. And it's just what it's all about. It's magical, you know, how someone's memories stay with you, and you're just so thankful that you knew this person. That's so great. Are you guys doing your stage show still?
Yeah, we did it. We did it again in New York here. We did it down in the East Village, and we're looking to do it. I know we're talking with some other theaters now that we can get a kind of a continual gig to do it. It's kind of tough schlepping it around on one night stand. So we're going to look for a place that we can maybe do it two or three times a week.
Okay. Been there, still there. I can't wait to see it. I know you guys took it to Chicago, I think last summer, but you got to bring it to Wisconsin, man. Bring it to the people.
Madison would be a perfect place for it. I got a friend that lives there, and I think, you know, he couldn't produce it, but, you know, we could call him a producer and then he could make some calls. maybe we could, get him involved.
Bruce, say hi to Nancy. Thank you again, buddy. Okay. Hang in there. And right. You're in our thoughts. Family. Thank you, Bruce. Okay. That's right. Bruce Jarko. One of the handful of people who has appeared on Seinfeld multiple times, and such a talented guy, Bruce Jarko, and a great guy all around. So we got some text to read. If you want to get in a text on who is your favorite movie or TV badass, get that in quick, because we will not be reading texts after the news at the bottom of the hour. Hey, this is fun, folks. We're talking art. We're going to talk travel after the news. We talked a little bit about George Wendt, and more to come. We're coming right back after this short break. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Two music. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Peach Wava, your ever-loving host, helming the ship tonight. Conrad Krieger, the kid, riding shotgun. I cannot forget to read your mom's text, Conrad, because your mom texted.
Yeah.
Your dad and I have been locked up a lot lately with the text. Your mom and I feel a disconnect. I don't want to make more of a touchy situation, but has she said something about me?
Yeah, she doesn't like you.
I love putting you on the spot. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, says Emma Watson as Hermione. Am I saying that right? I didn't see that. Hermione. What is that word?
Hermione? Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I got to go to the Google. Who is that?
That is
one of those Odyssey characters?
Oh, that is one of the main characters in Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, of course. Okay. That's how you spell that?
Yeah.
That's like Katniss.
Hermione.
Hermione. Okay. So Conrad's mom says Emma Watson as Hermione, also a.k.a. Hermione, if that is her real name, and Maggie Smith as Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter. Oh, so your mom loves the Harry Potters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. Thank you, Paula. Who do you align more with when it comes to movies or TV, your mom or your dad?
I'd probably say my mom, I feel like, because my dad likes to watch those old Westerns type stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really. And he also watches the same movie every, like, he's watched Shawshank Redemption probably 100 times.
Oh, God, that's such a great movie. I don't know if I'd watch it that much. At the end, I love. Like, it's hard to watch in some parts, you know, but I love it. But I'm with you on the Westerns. I remember my dad growing up and talking about, like, you know, Gunsmoke or whatever it is. And I just, even some of the Western movies, even the Clint Eastwood ones, I try to watch them, like, in that era. But I don't know. Doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too slow or what.
Clint Easthouse, I don't know. I just don't.
I do agree with Steady Eddie, though. Clint Eastwood is a great movie badass. And Steady Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, my favorite movie badass, Dirty Harry. I'll never forget the iconic line from the movie Dirty Harry when Clint Eastwood's character, a veteran, hard-boiled, no-nonsense cop with his gun pointed, squinted, and a low, menacing growl, spoke the immortal badass words, go ahead, punk, make my day. Eddie continues, I don't think he actually said the word punk, but he should have. Look at that. Steady Eddie rewriting a historic movie. That takes brass guts. That's impressive. Thank you, Steady Eddie. I hope I read that, how Steady Eddie meant for it to be read when he texted it. Jim from Appleton says, George Pappard, real badass. Whoops, lost the text there for a minute. Yeah, real badass. Banachek, The A-Team, House of Cards, Porkchop Hill, How the West Was Won, Tobruk, and many more. Boy, I don't even know a couple of those films, Jim. I totally agree, though. George Pappard, he would have slipped through the cracks. Great badass and great text, Jim. Thank you. Sydney from Oregon says, Paddington Bear from Paddington.
Love it.
Hey, man. Look, it's a term that, what's badass could be anything.
Paddington 2, one of the best movies ever, right?
Well, according to Pedro Pascal and Nicolas Cage in that movie, yeah. Barb from Waukesha says, Al Pacino and Scarface. That's a great one, too, Barb. I will say this about Al Pacino. This was in the news. Spike Lee likes to mix things up. And he said that Denzel Washington deserved the Oscar for Malcolm X, not Al Pacino for Scent of a Woman. I agree. I don't like when actors win an Oscar. And I'm not, look, Al Pacino is great in everything. But not everything. But he's a great actor. I think there have been times in his career when he's mailed it in. I know. Who am I to say? I'm just the guy with an opinion. I'm a fan like everybody else. But I do agree. I thought Denzel Washington was better. And that year, in particular, when he won for Scent of a Woman, I was like, come on. This guy's done so many other great things. You're giving him an Oscar for Scent of the Woman. That hoo-ha! Like, over the top. So I agree with Spike Lee on that. So what do you think about that, folks? Fight me on it. Craig Knitt on the stream says, I know he did a lot to ruin his reputation, but one of my favorite movie badasses is Mel Gibson as Mad Max. I'm with you on Anton Chigurh as well, though. Thank you, Craig. Yeah, we're in a politically polarized time in our history right now. Some people can't watch. Like, I've heard so many people canceling Bruce Springsteen on the right. Oh, I never liked his music. He's always sucked. No, he hasn't. You're just annoyed. And people do the same thing with Mel Gibson. I do think Mel Gibson is a little crazy, but I'm not turning off one of his movies. If he's in Mad Max or another movie he was in called Edge of Darkness, where he plays a Boston cop, he's great. And he is a good badass. Thank you, Craig. PJ on the stream says Keanu Reeves as Neo in The Matrix. Nice, PJ. Boy, that's a good one. I wouldn't have thought of that either. Or John Wick, too.
Yeah, I was going to say John Wick, but I don't know. I like Harrison Ford more.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so we have pre-recorded content coming up after the news here at the bottom of the hour. I will say I think we'll close out this segment with a couple George Wendt quotes, or quotes about him, I should say. George Wendt, it was the only cast member who did all 275 episodes of Cheers. That's a ton of episodes for a live-action sitcom. He was the only one. The Hollywood Reporter said, I am devastated to hear that. I don't know who this is, actually, but it was in the Hollywood Reporter. I am devastated to hear that Georgie is. Oh, this is Ted Danson, of course. I forgot to write the most important part down. Ted Danson said, I am devastated to hear that Georgie is no longer with us. I am sending all my love to Bernadette and the children. It's going to take me a long time to get used to this. I love you, Georgie. This is great. And I could even tell Bruce was struggling a little bit when we were talking to him. So I really do appreciate him coming on. That could not have been easy. But yeah, great stuff. And I am celebrating George Wendt, even though I didn't know him, because he brought so much laughter. Great stuff. Carla from Baraboo says, Bruce Willis in Blind Date. Very interesting. A badass. That's outside the box. I like that, Aunt Carla. She's been a stranger.
Yeah.
All right. Good to have you back, Aunt Carla. We're coming up next after the bottom of the hour news with Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. We will see you tomorrow night live, but stay tuned. This is a great interview with Logan. He gives me a quiz. Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tonight or tomorrow, there could be a vote on the multi-trillion dollar budget measure in the House. After meeting with his most conservative fellow Republicans about it, who want more Medicaid and other cuts, Speaker Mike Johnson.
And we had a good discussion. I think we're in a very good place. I think that all of our colleagues here will really like this final product, and I think we're going to move forward.
Some Democratic congressmen calling the bill a big tax scam. President Trump at the White House with the South African president showed a video and media clippings alleging genocide of white farmers in that country. President Cyril Ramaphosa pointing out there's no proof and denying it, then alluding to the gift by Qatar of a jumbo jet to Mr. Trump.
I'm sorry I don't have a plane to give you.
I wish you did. I would take it.
The Pentagon confirms that Elon Musk was at the Pentagon today and met with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to discuss artificial intelligence. A down day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
The Brewers surrender to the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Milwaukee's Caleb Durbin tied it up in the ninth, but top of the 11th, the Orioles' Adley Rutschman drove the ball deep into left field on the Orioles TV network.
He didn't get a great jump off of first base. Get up, ball.
Deep to left. Adley Rutschman toward the wall. Yeah. It's gone! An ice-breaking three-run shot. Adley Rutschman goes right on left, goes out to left, and the Orioles have opened it up here in the 11th.
His 14th RBI, and the Orioles have busted it wide open here in the top of the 11th.
The Brewers running out of arms at the end of the game. Trevor McGill, Tyler Alexander ended up losing 8-4 today at AmFam Field. The crew missing out on the sweep, but winning the series 2-1. The Orioles snapping an 8-game losing streak. Up next, the crew heads to Pittsburgh for a 4-game weekend series against the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media, where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering shower to tonight, cloudy sky and a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday, highs of 60 to 65. And we'll stay in the 60s through the weekend and into Memorial Day, a slight chance of rain each day. Currently 49 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, habeas corpus. Jim Santel will explain why that's important. We'll also talk all things sports and learn about the weekend weather. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. We are in a kind of a pre-record mode here to get our next guest on. We had to pre-record, which we do from time to time here with various guests based on their availability, I suppose. So if you do send a text, we will read it tomorrow, but we will not be reading texts throughout the rest of the show as this has been pre-recorded. And our next guest is totally worth it because he brings great information about our state and makes us feel proud to be Wisconsinites. He is the Senior Communications Specialist at Travel Wisconsin, who joins us here from time to time, Logan Rogge. Logan, welcome.
Thanks, Pete. It's a pleasure to be back on the program.
Likewise, buddy. How you doing?
I am doing well. You know, we're looking ahead to Memorial Day weekend, and that is the unofficial kickoff to summer. So there's a lot of fun stuff that is just about to get started. So I got some great summer travel ideas to share, including a fun game to get us started.
Listen, you mentioned this yesterday, a little fest or fiction quiz, and I usually give out quizzes on the show. We have a lot of fun with that. So I'm excited to take your quiz, and I will do my best and try not to embarrass the entire entity of Travel Wisconsin in doing so.
Well, it's an honor to be in the driver's seat on this quiz, Pete. Appreciate the opportunity to take the wheel here.
Absolutely.
So you're probably aware, Wisconsin, we're home to some truly inconceivable, borderline unbelievable festivals. And in honor of this upcoming summer festival season, I thought it would be fun to play one of our favorite games, Fest or Fiction. Listeners, if they want to play at home, they can do it at travelwisconsin.com/fest or fiction. And the premise is really simple. I'm going to say a name of festival, and you have to guess whether it's real, aka fest, or if it's made up, fiction. So are you ready to test your knowledge?
If Conrad's ready with the Google and can feed me answers, I am ready. I'm kidding. We don't do this. This is not a quiz show situation. I'm ready when you are, buddy. Bring it on. I feel good.
All right. Love the enthusiasm. First one, Sovereign State Days, fest or fiction?
Oh, man. I'm going to say fiction.
Oh, that is a fest. It's a fest.
It sounds I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Tell me what it is. It sounds interesting.
Yeah. It sounds a little unbelievable, but there's a backstory to this one. So You can travel to Winnebago County this summer for a community that honors a mapping heir that's 58 years old. Flashback to 1967, and the village of Winnicone was accidentally removed from the official state highway map. This had led to some local confusion, widespread attention, and the leaders of the village, they leaned into the mistake and playfully declared themselves a sovereign state. So don't worry, the impasse, it was ultimately resolved. They were restored to the map, but the community still celebrates this local lore each summer. So you can head to Winnicone the weekend of July 17th to the 20th for family fun at Sovereign State Days. You know, you'll enjoy food trucks, fireworks, kid-friendly activities, a parade, more. And don't worry about a future mapping issue either. The just-released state highway map, they use GIS data this year. So it's the most precise map ever. You can order yourself a copy at travelwisconsin.com.
That's pretty cool. So they did it kind of tongue-in-cheek. So I can be forgiven for that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's a proper out. Yeah.
Okay. All right,
you ready for number two?
Absolutely. Lay it on me, Stretch.
The Leaping of the Lambs, fest or fiction?
Fest.
And not quite. But you know what your next closest option is? That would be the roofing of the goats in Door County.
Oh, Al Johnson, so, sure.
Yep. It's that annual event that honors the celebrities of Sister Bay. Of course, I'm talking about the goats of Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant. And that takes place June 14th this year. It starts out with, of course, a parade of goats through Sister Bay and culminates with the first roofing of the season. But, you know, they have all their festivities, kids games, live music, great food, drinks, and a Swedish pancake eating contest.
And those are delicious. I feel like Leaping of the Lamb should be a festival. So if anyone out there wants to contact you,
maybe I can... if there's an enterprising radio host out there that wants to start a festival, I think they just got an idea.
All right. Perfect. All right. I'm 0 for 2. This is embarrassing.
Okay, I think you'll get this one.
Okay.
Number 3. UFO days, fest or fiction?
Fest.
Ding ding ding, correct. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Wisconsin has not one, but at least 2 UFO days that I'm aware of. One is this summer, that's in Northwest Wisconsin. It's Elmwoods UFO days. And that's the weekend of July 25th to the 27th. And the community is just honoring its local legend of being a hotspot for visiting aliens and UFOs. So you're going to want to dress up in your alien or astronaut costume. Be sure to get there for the grand parade. Many of the floats have a UFO-inspired design to them. And then in the fall, the Dane County community of Belleville has its own UFO day. Again, they're honoring themselves as being a hotspot of UFOs, so visitors from this planet and others are welcome that last weekend in October to Belleville.
I don't blame aliens for coming to Wisconsin. We do have a great state, but I do find it interesting that they always hit rural areas. You never hear of a UFO sighting in Milwaukee, to my knowledge.
That's a fair point. We're going to have to investigate this.
All right, we'll look into that. All right, I am 1 for 3. I'm just getting warmed up here. It's too bad you don't have more questions because I'm starting to feel it.
Well, I got one more if you're game.
Absolutely.
Okay. The Liechtenstein Lamboozle, fest or fiction?
I don't know what Lamboozle. I got to say fest.
That's fiction. I'm sorry.
If 1 for 4 was my batting average, I don't think I'd make it out of the major leagues, like past double A. That was embarrassing. I embarrassed myself.
250 is a respectable batting average.
I guess it's okay. Well, what is that?
That Liechtenstein Lamboozle, yeah, that's an invention of my own alliteration-loving self. But no, you can celebrate Wisconsin's connection to Europe during Luxembourg Fest.
Oh.
So that takes place in the village of Belgium, that's in Ozaukee County. And they were founded by Luxembourgish immigrants. And the community annually honors their connection to this small European nation with Luxembourg Fest. Actually, the royal family of Luxembourg have even been known to visit the village of Belgium from time to time.
Oh, really?
So you can join other folks August 7th to the 10th for cultural demonstrations and displays, authentic Luxembourgish dishes, and plenty of entertainment to fill the weekend.
I love it. And great job. Now we have a sense of how you think, though. I think if we ever do this again, I'm going to rally. And I think it'll be a little more of an actual adversarial thing, not a spanking like I just got.
I'm looking forward to round 2, Pete. Okay. They'll put it up on pay-per-view and everything.
My guest is Logan Rogge. He is the senior communication specialist at Travel Wisconsin. He does such a great there. The whole organization is a great, great advocate for our state. Obviously, you've got some other stuff. What have you been to a UFO days, Logan?
I actually have not, nor have I personally spotted UFOs, but I'd love to go and check it out.
Yeah, I have to say I'm fascinated. I know they have the occasional Sasquatch Fest, and I went to one of those a year ago, and it's fascinating to see how passionate people are. It's kind of fun. So what else? I know you've got other stuff to discuss for this summer. Let's try to bang through some of these. Wonders of Wisconsin. What's that?
Yeah, so the Wonders of Wisconsin is just this list of 10 natural and human-built wonders throughout the state that leave people really feeling wowed after they visit. And it's kind of those perfect destinations for a summer road trip. So think of Kohler-André State Park. They have these ocean-like views from the sand dunes and the wide beaches. You can wander through the architectural genius at Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin. This season, they're actually debuting self-guided tours, too. That's a brand new option. And you can check out our list of the wonders of Wisconsin at travelwisconsin.com/wonders. I've personally been to 6 of the 10 wonders myself and am really looking forward to crossing another off my list when I visit Apostle Islands this summer.
I have heard so, first of all, that's a place where I know you have to be there to experience it, but every picture I've seen of the Apostle Islands, I think is just spectacular. So I can't even imagine what it looks like. I would love to have you back on after you go see that, given the job you do. I think that would be really fascinating.
Yeah, I'd love to report back. I mean, it's, you know, the special thing about that area, it's the natural beauty that gets people there. But then when they arrive, they realize it's a holistic experience. There's wonderful hospitality. There's great hotels like St. James Social, a new boutique hotel, great restaurants. They're known for their apple orchards, their art scene. So really just a ton happening in that Bayfield area.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised I actually have not been there yet. all right, so moving through your list here, buddy, we've got astrotourism. I'm intrigued.
Okay, I figured that one was going to pique some interest.
Yeah.
So this is a trend that is based on experiencing starry skies and celestial events.
I love it.
So think stargazing and seeing the northern lights. It's basically treating yourself by getting out of the city, getting out of town, getting away from the light pollution, and enjoying some spectacular nighttime views. Condé Nast Traveler actually called astrotourism one of the biggest trends last year. And we have some really great places to do it in Wisconsin.
Would one of those places happen to be like the Three Lakes area, Logan? When I was a kid, we used to go up there from Chicago. And when you're in Three Lakes, Eagle River, there is not like Green Bay is probably the biggest decent sized town. And that's not even a huge town. The stargazing in that part of the state, at least back in the 80s, was incredible. Is that on your list anywhere in there?
You know, we're seeing communities around the state actually embrace this trend. We're seeing a lot of them do it through international dark sky park designations. So right now, Wisconsin is home to one of these international dark sky parks at Newport State Park. That's in Door County.
Okay.
But there's several more communities, including in the Northwoods, that are pursuing this designation. And essentially, that's just accrediting a community or an area for the lack of light pollution and exceptional stargazing. Like top ones that come to mind for me is the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in the Driftless area in southwest Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Copper Falls State Park that's in Ashland County, they're also pursuing dark sky designation. So a lot of great natural places to choose from.
All of this is available at the Travel Wisconsin website. Logan Rogge is my guest. We're going to ask him a couple more quick questions after a very short break. But we're coming right back. Don't leave, folks. Logan Rogge's here. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Tomorrow night on the show, Kim Shefchik and the Doctors in Recital will be here live in studio. They are so unbelievably talented and absolutely beautiful singers. They will be here tomorrow night at 6:35, and they're going to make the popcorn pick of the week, which will be fun. And then Milwaukee writer, director, and professor Tate Bunker will be here in the second hour. So that'll be fun. Right now, we have a couple more minutes with our pal Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. He's the senior communications specialist, and he got to flex his muscles a little earlier, folks. And I only got 1 out of 4 on a quiz, and Logan will pay for that at some point down the road. But right now, let's talk about a few more things that Travel Wisconsin is promoting in our lovely state. Logan, first, I want to ask you, are you headed to the theater this coming weekend? There's some big releases, and I'm talking about, of course, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Any interest?
That is on the list. I'm thinking about doing that Saturday. I mean, if you're talking a movie franchise that is just pure entertainment and enjoyment, Mission Impossible is up there. So
you can't beat it.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I'm almost sad to see it go, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So, all right. So we've got a couple more things we can talk about here that you guys are promoting. Let me just ask you, what is your favorite season to promote here in Wisconsin? They're all beautiful for different reasons, but would it be summer? I mean, is that when we get the most visitors, in your opinion?
You know, asking me to choose my favorite season is like choosing my favorite Wisconsin cheese. It's almost impossible because there's something great about all of them. But you're right in that summer is when we do see the most visitors, those summer months. We see quite a few in all the other seasons. But, you know, folks, they're taking time off of work. Kids are out of school. There's just some more outdoor recreation opportunities that are open.
Yeah.
So we're going to see it starting to ratchet up here come Memorial Day weekend.
Very cool. All right. So before we let you go, tell us about some historical sites. I just had the Wisconsin Historical Society has been great about referring guests to this show. I love the work they do. So talk a little bit about your collaboration with them.
Yeah, so the historical, the Wisconsin Historical Society, they operate 12 distinct sites, and many are unveiling some new experiences this summer. I don't know if you had a chance to speak from the folk with folks from Old World Wisconsin yet.
I did several months ago, actually.
Yeah, so this year they are unveiling Whitnabell's Tavern. They probably talked about this, but the Old World Wisconsin just opened for the season, and this is the first historic building relocated to the property since the 1990s. And you're going to immerse yourself in a 1930s era tavern. You'll sip on beer made on site at Old World Wisconsin's working brew house. So that's a cool experience to add to your summer travel itinerary.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, Circus World in Baraboo. Great one. They have those daily circus performances. And this year, for the first time, they're including a thrilling motorcycle high wire experience as part of the circus
that
performances.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, we had, I think, Jennifer Kronk from Circus World on last week. And the stuff they do there, I can't believe that's in our state. I have to get down there and check that out. But before we run out of time, I want you to get through your list here. Let's talk about June Dairy Month. I mean, we're the dairy state. This sounds really cool, too. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so June Dairy Month is just a recognition of the dairy industry, our farmers, cheesemakers, and all the folks that make the magic happen. You know, there's different ways that you can participate in the month through the lens of tourism. There's a ton of dairy breakfast events that happen throughout the state in all of June. So that's farmers inviting folks to their farm. You'll have a country-style breakfast, tour the farm, see the barn, all that stuff, typically petting zoos. One up in northeast Wisconsin you might want to consider is Shawano County's Brunch on the Farm. That's Sunday, June 22nd at Olson Dairy Farm. Some other ways you can enjoy June Dairy Month, you can check out the National Historic Cheesemaking Center. That's in Monroe, famously home to Limburger cheese too in Monroe, yeah. So you're going to have to try a Limburger cheese sandwich. but that's a great museum. They go through the story of cheese making from the late 1800s to the early 1900s with historic artifacts, equipments, and even a relocated century-old cheese factory on site at the museum.
That's so cool. All right, I think I do this every time you're here, Logan. We have about a minute left. Where, if you had to go one place this summer, where are you going? Where is Logan Rogge taking some vacation and going to spend some time in Wisconsin?
Well, Apostle Islands is the one trip I know I'm for sure doing. But if I'd have to say I'm adding another one, I'd like to spend a little more time in Sheboygan this summer. Oh. They've just got so many cool things to do there. Wonderful art museums in nearby Kohler. You've got the lake right there, some natural spaces to check out. So that's definitely high up on my list to get to.
Beautiful lakeshore too there. They have such, and they've got that Wild Center, this beautiful old theater. I'm with you. Sheboygan's a great town. Logan, thank you so much as always. Always fun having you on the show, buddy.
Yeah, it was fun being on, Pete.
All right. Have a great night. That's Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. He's the senior communication specialist and maker of quizzes. Conrad, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, you didn't do well.
And I mean,
you should have looked at me. I was kind of like shaking my head, yeah. You know, I don't think you knew what I was doing, but
well,
I was trying to help you out.
I know. And I will say kudos on your poker face. You were giving me a look, but I couldn't tell which way. Not that I needed help in going 1-for-4, But we'll do it again. Logan's always fun. And check out Travel Wisconsin. Check out their website. My thanks to, wow, who do we have on tonight? We had Logan Rogge. We had Shane McAdams.
Yeah.
Your texts and calls, everything. So much fun. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow night, folks. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two women have been arrested and charged in the New Orleans jailbreak that happened about a week ago. They're accused of helping some of the escapees avoid capture. Five prisoners have been caught, five others still on the run. He says he came to the White House to talk trade.
We are essentially here to reset the relationship between the United States and South Africa.
But South African President Cyril Ramaphosa also denied unproven allegations from President Trump that white farmers were being systematically killed in South Africa. When asked what he wanted the South African leader to do, Mr. Trump said he didn't know. Some House Republicans are opposed to the multi-trillion dollar budget measure being negotiated, Speaker Johnson saying a vote could come tonight or tomorrow. A federal judge in Georgia orders a temporary stop to the government removing a Venezuelan detainee under the Alien Enemies Act, requiring proof that they be due process. This is ABC News. Progress.